Chazar zeichen nish bachar chesu shalagam from Yehudim sechad tainis daf chav dalad. Zorak l'gmar Rabbi Yosi bar Avim would learn under Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras. He left him and went to learn under Rabbi Ashi. One day Rabbi Ashi repeated the shita of Shmuel that if one takes fish out of water on Shabbos, he's chayiv as soon as the area of the size of a cellar becomes dry. At that point, the fish will surely die. Rabbi Yosi bar Avim asked, why don't you qualify that to mean that the dry spot has to be in between the fins? Rabbi Ashi said, that's the shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Avim, so why don't you repeat it in his name? He answered, I am Rabbi Yosi bar Avim. He asked, why are you not learning under Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras? He said, someone who doesn't have mercy on his own son, his own daughter, how can I expect that he'll have mercy on me? The story concerning his son was that once Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras was late, because he was involved in a mitzvah, he was late to bring food for his workers. His son commanded a fig tree, which was not yet in growing season, bring forth your fruit to feed the workers of my father. And it did. When Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras heard about this, he told his son, you have bothered the Eibishter to bring forth food before his time, therefore you should die before your time. The story with his daughter was that he once caught a man staring at his daughter who was beautiful. The man explained, I'm not going to be zeichet to marry her, so at least I should be allowed to look at her. Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras told his daughter, you're making people suffer. Return to the ground so that people shouldn't do avarice because of you. Mer said he had a donkey that he would rent out. The renter would put the money on the donkey to bring back to Rabbi Yosi ben Yurkras. The donkey would then come back on his own. If it was too much or too little money that was put on the donkey, it wouldn't budge until it was corrected. Once a renter left a pair of sandals on the donkey and did not move until they were removed. Zakat Gemara, Elazar ben Birsa would give all his money to Zakat to the point that the Zakat collectors would hide from him, so he shouldn't be able to give away all his money to them. He was once going to the marketplace to buy items for his daughter who was getting married and spotted the collectors. He chased them and made them tell him what they were collecting for. At the time, they were collecting for the wedding of two orphans. He gave them all the money he had except for one zuz. He bought some wheat with that one zuz he had left and took it, went home and threw it into the granary. When his wife went to look at what he put into the granary, she saw that it was bursting at the seams, filled with wheat. A miracle had occurred. When he was told of this, he said, they may not benefit from this more than any of the other poor people, and he gave it to tzedakah. Behuda the Nasi was geyser at times of rain. He davened, and rain didn't come. He became sad and said, look at the difference between Shmuel HaNavi and me. It then rained. The Nasi was once geyser of fast, but Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish didn't know about it until the morning of the fast, and they therefore didn't accept upon the fast upon themselves the day before. Rabbi Yechon said that they didn't have to accept it upon themselves the day before because they get dragged along with the decision of the Nasi. Mar says the Nasi was once geyser tanis and it didn't rain. Rabbi Yishaya darshan the pasuk to suggest that the reason that it didn't rain is because the people of the Nasi's house were unworthy. The servants of the Nasi began choking Rabbi Yishaya. The people of the city rescued him and told the servants, everything he does is l'shem shemayim, therefore leave him alone. Rabbi was once geyser tanis and rain didn't come. Ulfa then went to lead the davening. When he said Masha Ruach, the wind began to blow. He said Moriah Geshem, the rain began to fall. Rabbi asked him what he does that merits such quick answer for his tefillahs. He answered that he lived in a poor town where no one has wine for Kiddush or Avdallah, but he puts a lot of effort to get wine to be mitzi everyone with Kiddush and Avdallah. Rav was once geyser tainis, rain didn't come. A man then went to lead the davening. He said, Mashu Ruach, the wind began to blow. He said, Moed HaGeshem, began to rain. Rav asked him, what do you do that merits such a quick answer to your tefillahs? He explained that he teaches Torah to children, only accepts payment from those who can afford. Moreover, he spends his own money to give the children prizes to bribe them to be willing to learn. Rav Nachman was going to Tainis and didn't come. He was depressed because of that, and that depression made that now he was Zaycha, the rain came. Rabbi was going to Tainis and Daven for rain, no rain came. The people said Rabbi Yehuda would be going to Tainis and rain would come immediately. Rabbi said, if you think it's because of the Torah that the people of Yehuda's time learned, that's wrong, because we learn more and better than them. If it's because his deeds were better than mine, I ask anyone who knows of any shortcomings that I have to come and speak. Rather, it has nothing to do with me. It's a generation that's not as worthy. Rabbi Yehuda saw two people playing with bread. He said, it must be that there's an abundance of food. He gave an angry look, and a famine began. The Rabbanan asked Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya, who was Rabbi Yehuda's attendant, to walk Rabbi Yehuda to the marketplace so they could see how severe a famine there now was, and that he should daven for it to end. He did so, and Rabbi Yehuda saw a crowd of people waiting to buy just a few dates. He told Rav Kahana, remove my shoes. As soon as he removed the first shoe, it began to rain. When he reached to remove the second shoe, Eliyahu came and told him, Hashem said, if you remove the second shoe, I will destroy the world. Rav Murray, the grandson of Shmuel, said, I was on the banks of the Papa River when this story happened. I saw Malachim, who were dressed like sailors, taking sand and putting it onto a ship. As soon as they did so, the sand turned into flour. They then sailed to the city of the famine and offered to sell the flour, thereby ending the famine. However, I told the people, don't buy this flour, because it came about through a nace, and you should try not to benefit from a nace. The next day, regular boats of wheat came from another place and provided food for the people. Rava went to Hagrunya and was going to fast due to lack of rain, but rain didn't come. He instructed all the people to continue fasting through the night. The next morning, he asked whether anyone had a dream overnight. Rabbi Lazar of Hagrunya said that it was said to him in a dream, good greetings to the good Rebbe from the good master, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives good from his goodness to his people. Rava said this means Hashem will now accept our tefillos. They davened and it began to rain. Rava once gave Malchus and the person died. The king wanted to punish Rava for doing so. The king's mother said, don't start up with the Jews. They can daven and their requests are always granted, for example, with rain. The king said, that may be because they asked for rain in the rainy season. It has nothing to do with their tefillos. Let them ask for rain now in the summer. Let's see if they get answered. The king's mother asked Rava to daven for rain. He davened but no rain came. He then davened again, saying the pasuk Shmuel Navi davened for. Then he was answered with rain in the summer. It then began to rain to the point that the gutters of the houses were flowing directly into the Tigris River. Rava's father came to him in a dream and told him he must change the place where he sleeps because he was going to be punished for causing a change to nature. He slept in a different place that night. In the morning, he found that his old bed was slashed up with knives. Rav Papa was going to tell his rain didn't come. He felt faint, ate something, and then davened more. The rain still didn't come. Rav Nachman, Barush Pazti said to him sarcastically, maybe if you eat some more, the rain will come. Rav Papa was embarrassed and felt bad, and then the rain came. Rav Chanina ben Doisa was once traveling and began to rain. He said to Hashem, the whole world is happy with the rain, but Chanina is in pain because I'm traveling. The rain stopped. When he reached his house, he said to Hashem, the whole world is star because there's no rain and only Chanina is happy. Then began to rain. Rabbi Yosef said the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had no power over Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa because the Kohen Gadol would daven to Hashem that he should not listen to the tefillah of a traveling person who asked that the rain should stop.